This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Now then, today, part two of a message we began yesterday from 2 Timothy 1, a message that I may be presumptuous in saying this, but honestly feel it's one of the most important messages I've given in a long time, because it's a choice that you and I face, either to keep the Word of God or to discard it, to either keep it or abandon it. That really is the choice in your life, in my life, in 2016. Let's continue with part two of this message, 2 Timothy 1:13 through the end of the chapter. God bless you. Here's the bottom line today, the decision that you have to make today in 2015. Either is I keep the Word, what God says, or I don't. And I'm going to make a prediction that some of you are going to be offended by. Some of you may say, how dare you make a prediction like that? But I'm going to say it. I believe in every service today, there will be people who a year from now, 2 years from now, won't have anything to do with the church or the Lord in general. I'm not talking about just Crossview. Who will say, thanks, Lord, enjoyed it while we were a part of it, but we're gone. We choose to do what's expedient. We're going to go with the flow, and we're going with the way our friends are going, and we're going with the political thought. And so that's the choice. That's the dilemma today. You either keep what's been entrusted to you, the Word of God. You keep His message, His Word, or we don't. Let's look at it. Verse 13, what you have heard from me, keep as a pattern of sound teaching. Paul's talking about the messages that he gave. He wasn't telling Timothy, just be a mimic of what I teach, but keep the principles. Keep the truth and the essence of the message you've heard from me. That's what he's talking about. The pattern of sound teaching with faith and love in Christ Jesus. Everything's about faith and love in Christ. You know, anything that comes out of your Christianity has to do with your faith and love for Him. Faith in Him and love for Him. You do know that, don't you? You don't do things because you're such a good guy. You don't do good things because you're such a nice woman. Everything flows out of you being a believer in Jesus Christ, your faith and your love for Him. That's the way it is. That's the way it was designed to be. Verse 14, guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you. Guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in you. That's significant. We're not only to guard the message, but we're to guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit. Why? We don't have the strength to do it on our own. You don't, neither do I. You guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit. If that was ever more true, it is now. In 2015, we need the help of the Holy Spirit of God to guard the message. Some of you read Oswald Chambers, and on July 8th, this is coming up yet in his devotional book, My Utmost for His Highest, a person's will is embodied in the actions of the whole person. You don't give up your will when you become a Christian. You exercise it. Would you listen to that again? You don't give up your will when you become a Christian. You exercise it. You put it into action. I must will to obey. I must will to receive God's Spirit. And when God gives a vision of truth, there's never a question of what He will do. The only question is, what am I going to do with it? Do you get that? Listen to that again. Whenever God gives a vision of truth from His Word, there's never a question of what God's going to do. The only question is, what are you going to do? What am I going to do with it? The Lord has been placing in front of us some big things. The best thing to do is to remember what you did when you were touched by God. Recall the moment you first believed and you first recognized Jesus for who He is, or realized some truth.
Well, this is such a powerful quote of Oswald Chambers. We're actually going to continue it tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org to listen to this message again or any message you've heard on Cross Hope. God bless you, and thanks for listening each day to Cross Hope.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.